Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Yeah, great job by Ranger last night. I mean, he was awesome. So too was Bryce. Ranger, obviously the star, but let's not lose track of the fact that Bryce hopefully getting on track is a big deal. You got a double, you got a homer. Let's listen to how it went, because the double, this was to give the Phillies a three-run lead, then ultimately the homer for the five-run lead. Let's start with the double.
The 2-2 again, and this one's lined into left center. That'll be down for a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Turner is home to score. Harper cruising into second with a hard-earned RBI double, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
All right, so then that, you know, that was on, you know, not late, but then obviously late is when Bryce pretty much sealed it away, salted it away with an eighth inning home run.
Kinley kicks the 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit deep, right field, and that is gone. A laser into the lower seats in right field, and Bryce Harper ends his home run drought with a bullet home run to right. 5-0 Phillies.
Good looking stroke there, John, from the big guy last night. You know?
Bodes well, Joe. It's getting Bryce on track. We know he's been a little bit off. We know there's been speculation, hey, his back's not quite right. Well, why is he able to dive on defense, but at the plate it's just not there? Well, his timing was off. We had to wait until he got the right feel, and now it feels like he's getting that feel. And, man, he's angry and focused and ready to go. He's about to go on a tear.
Well, we'll say. I mean, I don't know about that yet, but it's a good sign. It's a good sign of progress from him. You know, it looked like 4 or 5 days into the season, I'm just taking a guesstimate there, that he was locked in. I mean, he was for about 2 or 3 games, and then he got locked out again. And hopefully he can get back on track. Look, I'm
telling you, I really felt like it was like he got locked in for that one game. It was the 3-home runner that, you know, lifted everything and made us forget about the shortcomings for a while. My gosh, there was a real, like a complete dearth of action. There was nothing happening with Bryce at the plate quite some time.
One other thing, Seltzer. So I'm watching Ranger Field last night. He had 3 or 4 putouts, including the double play at one point, which was a big play. Ranger and Bryce, look, I don't know all the pitchers, and I don't know all the first basemen, but I got to think Ranger and Bryce could both win a Gold Glove, right?
I mean, Ranger's the best fielding pitcher I see in the league.
There's no question.
Yeah, he is phenomenal.
Is Bryce a Gold Glover?
He did bump
Bryce
one
looks
a little
like,
bit
look,
last night.
Bryce looks like a Gold
Glover.
He
had a nice play moving to second yesterday. I mean, it was not that hard, but you know,
throw a double play. Yeah, I mean, Bryce is
just getting the lead out. Like, that's a play Ryan Howard used to struggle with.
Oh, but that was his disaster moment. Bryce is a Gold Glove caliber first base. I don't know if he'll win it. I mean, Matt Olson's really good, the Braves guy.
Oh,
he won it last year.
Yeah,
he's a great fielder.
Yeah.
But I think Bryce is playing that caliber, without a doubt.
All right, we'll take your calls on the Phils, the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Eagles. We'll get to some Howie Roseman audio on what he said yesterday. Also, when you call in today, you've got a shot to win a pair of tickets to see Aerosmith. Great, great all-time band, obviously, going to be here in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center in September, on September 23rd. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. So you can purchase them at Ticketmaster.com. You can also just flat out win them here today. And here's how we're going to give them away today. You know, on this date back in the 1970s, Mike Schmidt, not one, not two, not three, but 4 home runs in Wrigley Field. One of those classic Phillies-Cubs games in 1816. Not the 23-22er, but the 1816er.
They were down 12-1.
That's incredible.
In that game.
It's incredible. I mean, Mike Schmidt was just so unbelievable. So, a 4-home run barrage by Schmitty back in the 1970s. In honor of Schmitty's 4 home runs that day, give us a 4. Can be a foursome. Can be, I mean, it can be a player with the number 4, Brett Favre. Like, there's a lot of ways you can go here. There's play on words related to 4. Let's start with John Ritchie. Best answer by the end of the show. Whichever listener provides the best answer for a four. Take it where you want to go. Best answer is going to win the Aerosmith tickets. Obviously, some bands come to mind. John, when you think of a four, what hits you?
The number four. The number four. Can I take four?
That's
four
a horrible answer.
Wait, are you kidding me?
You're taking the number four.
Lou Gehrig was four.
Lou Gehrig was
a great four. Can I take the number four?
Yeah, sure. Take four.
My favorite number, and it's close.
Now I understand why. Okay, it's your favorite number.
It is my favorite number. September 4th, 1974. My whole life, I try to like set the alarm clock with fours in it. Like, four really does matter to me. My number was 40 and then 48 because the eight was four twice. You know, four means a lot.
All right, four. Devin, give me an answer for a four.
Four weddings and a funeral.
Ooh.
Yep. Great rom-com. All right, Seltzer, give me an answer here for a four.
My favorite of all time this year, The Final Four.
You know, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
What a huge answer.
We're going to get big answers. Rhea, give me an answer for a four.
4 score and 7 years ago.
Yep. Ooh. That's another, listen. All right, if we're just going to take haymakers off the board, I'm taking the Beatles, all right? I'm just taking the Beatles off the board. Give us big answers for a four. The best answer, whoever provides it, is going to win the Aerosmith tickets. Needless to say, there are a lot of big answers still available. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John no longer available.
But, you know.
But give us some big answers here. Let's get to Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. Hey, Joe, real quick. I back you 100% with your pen, your note taking, and I get shamed constantly by my kids and people how I write. No, I write everything down. I don't use a computer. I hate computers. So you go on with your bad self. Keep writing.
Well, you know, Patrick, do you think you'll continue to do that indefinitely? Because you will be behind eventually.
Like 1,000%.
But you're choosing to stay a Luddite,
Patrick. You know what it helps me with, and maybe you. It helps me learn what I'm writing. Remember. I have greater ability to remember what I've written if I've written it instead of spoken it or typed it. No question.
Yep. All right. So, Joe, are you going to write your book or are you going to type it?
Well, I actually, it's funny. Yeah, I have typed most parts of a book and, you know, it's mostly done.
Okay. All right. Real quick. Listen, Ranger last night. You guys noticed his big smile first of all, to end the game with a comebacker to the mound, and he's chill, he's taking his time, and just lasers it over to first base. And the smile he had, boy, it's the Bills pitching I am not worrying about. It's not why I called the Flyers. I went from being accepting and blah, blah. You know, I'm pissed. I'm just so upset. Now I'm just I can't believe that after this season with Tortorella – driving a team that had no business being where they were, especially after losing Hart, you know, and like it's unbelievable that 8 games and Seltzer, I hear Seltzer, 9-3, they lost. Yeah, that 9-3. 9-3 loss. Come on, man.
Well,
that
Patrick,
Patrick,
there's two things that really hit me. One is obviously the trades at the trade deadline, the other is the benching of Couturier.
We'll
obviously never truly know what happened behind closed doors, but here's what I think we know. Couturier is a pro. He had dealt with a lot of injuries over the last 2 years. He had fought his way back. He's one of their better players. He's one of their great defensive forwards ever, meaning he's willing to, you know, drop his body to the ice and block a puck with his freaking face if he needs to. And you're going to take that guy who had just been named the captain, and you're like, I don't know, 66, 67, 68 games into the season, whatever they were, and you're going to say, all right, I'm benching you. By the way, not for a game. I'm benching you for two. I let's put it this way, man. It didn't work, Patrick.
You know what? As hard as it is, I don't want to, like, just jump on Jonesy about it. You know, it's not Jonesy's fault, but – the big picture, I think he's right in what he did or didn't do, you know, because there still is a bigger picture, and I don't want to lose that. But, you know, it's just, you know, you're moaning about the Sixers not winning. Come on, we're 50 years out? I became a Flyer fan at 70.
Well, that's right.
After the Cup, I became a fan. I'm still waiting. And it's just, I don't see, you know, we need a goalie. and we need a sniper.
Well, they need multiple snipers. All right, Patrick, yeah. Give me an answer here for a four.
Oh, this is a fun one. I have two answers. I'm going to go with my first one. How about four?
Oh,
I should have said two.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to Caddyshack. Yeah, okay. All right, that's pretty good. All right, so four, obviously notable in golf when, you know, you hit an errant ball.
And in golf.
Or in golf. I don't worry about that nonsense. Not in the least. I'd tell you what I do think
you
about.
You don't worry about pronouncing
nah.
a sport
no.
properly?
Not at all.
So why don't you just say, like,
wait, how did you say it wrong, though?
Well, I say apparently G-O-F-F.
He says golf, like Jared.
What do I care?
Golf.
Golf. I'm supposed to put an L in there.
I mean, what do I care? I talk for a living. What do I care?
Oh, who gives a rat's hiney? What? Really? For the love of God. All right, coming up in 1 minute, some of what Howie Roseman said yesterday. Howie, on the Eagles, on the draft. That's up ahead in 1 minute's time.
It's time to get excited because new Iced Honey Bun multi-packs are coming your way. Now you can find both delicious Tasty Cake Honey Bun flavors in 6-count boxes. Whether you love to bite into a soft and cinnamony iced or glazed honey bun, Tasty Cake has got you covered. Pick up a pack for your family.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today and bring home your favorite tasty treats. Make today tasty with Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
All right, let's get to Howie Roseman because, you know, he talked extensively yesterday. Pretty long press conference. He and Nick Sirianni, most of the questions obviously going to Howie. This is his time of the year, if you will, roster construction. So he had already pumped up Lane Johnson. And by say pumped up, I mean, you know, credited Lane for, you know, being a great player and all that. And, you know, he still believe in his future and all that good stuff. And then pivoted to more about, you know, team building. Make of this what you will. Is this a tell on what Howie's going to do or not? Probably not, because I think Howie knows that he can put a – I mean, he did have a lot of different messages out there yesterday. But he was asked about the offensive line and bringing players in. And here's something Howie said of note yesterday.
When you look – at having guys, and let's just use Fletch and Jason as an example. I think that when you look at that, like you have two options, right? You can kind of tell people stories about work ethic and how guys played and how they led, or you can have them watch that. And so for us, when we drafted Cam, we're still always trying to recruit Jason to keep playing for as long as he felt comfortable playing. But at the same time, having him be able to study how Jason practices, how Jason leads, how Jason takes notes, instead of saying, man, Cam, you know, you should have seen how Jason Kelce led, how he practiced, how he takes notes. Like, we think that gives him the best potential to reach, you know, the ability that he can do, and the same for Jordan and Jalen. So there's benefits to that. You know, in the short term, you could say, well, you know, like Cam sat for a year, really, and so maybe you could have gotten some bigger bang for your buck with that second-round pick in the short term. But we think over the long term, and we're trying to do things that are the best for this team over the long term, that it makes sense for these guys to be around these great players.
And that was an answer to a question that had been asked about 2 or 3 minutes before that was about drafting a tackle to replace Lane Johnson someday, that, you know, maybe the tackle plays guard. And so, I mean, John, this is something, you know, it's funny. I hadn't even thought of it, John, until the Cam, until that answer yesterday. I hadn't even, I want to be clear, I'm not blaming the Eagles on this one, but the Cam Juergens thing in 2022 is sort of similar to the Sheldon Brown, Lito Shepard thing in 2002. They drafted players at a high premium spot that did not contribute year one. You had a chance to win a Super Bowl. You didn't. Like, you're always trying to draft both for the present and the future, and you got to weigh, you know, like the Flyers at the trade deadline. They were more about the future than the present, and we were just lamenting that. Mm-hmm. Maybe they made the right call. Maybe they made the wrong call. I mean, if they traded for the next Wayne Gretzky, they made the right call. Chances are they didn't trade for the next Wayne Gretzky. We know the Flyers missed the playoffs. So, you know, this thing about – I mean, John, do you put stock into the it matters to get a guy in the building – so he can learn from Fletcher, so he can learn from Kelce. You know, Brent Celek taught Ertz. Ertz taught Goddard. Is that a thing that you think there's value? Like,
look,
even if you're drafting a guy that's going to be a backup.
What he's talking about is something that is, this is cutting edge. This is taking things to the next level. That interconnectedness that they talk about all the time, this is actuating that. And this is taking it to a degree that I hadn't really considered. Like, that is better. You know, when John Gruden used to tell me, man, you should have seen the way Kevin Turner never missed a blitz pickup against this look. Like, yeah, that's a good story. But to actually see it carried out, to see the way he picked up those blitzes, you know, against all odds, like that was a corner cap from the other direction and he saw it somehow. Like, that would have been more helpful for me to see that. So this is all encompassing and just so immersive.
But you want to get players
smart
on the field. That's the other flip side of this.
I understand.
You know, you do. You don't want a first rounder to sit.
I get it. But I tell you all the time, as a player, I don't expect much from these rookies anyway.
I know you don't.
I'm fine with training them, teaching them, bring them up to speed before you get them out there. This is fine to me.
Well, I'll tell you this. Seltzer, did you think about, when you heard that answer, the tremendous mentorship that Carson Wentz provided Jalen Hurts a couple years ago?
I mean, it was the first thing that popped in my mind. Yeah.
All right. Here's what Jalen learned. What not to do.
Carson stinks.
All right.